Today's scripture is from Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 23.
今日所读经文是由《使徒行传》第十四章八至廿三节。
We'll read this passage responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我用启应的方式，我先用英文来读，之后我再用中文来读。
Please stand.
一同起立。
Acts 14:8. While they were at Lystra, Paul and Barnabas came upon a man with crippled feet. He had been that way from birth, so he had never walked. He was sitting. So Paul called to him in a loud voice, "Stand up." And the man jumped to his feet and started walking. They decided that Barnabas was the Greek god Zeus, and that Paul was Hermes, since he was the chief speaker. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard what was happening, they tore their clothing in dismay and ran out among the people, shouting, "In the past, he permitted all the nations to go their own ways. But even with these words, Paul and Barnabas could scarcely restrain the people from sacrificing to them. But as the believers gathered around him, he got up and went back into the town. The next day he left with Barnabas for Derbe. Where they strengthened the believers, they encouraged them to continue in the faith, reminding them that we must suffer many hardships to enter the kingdom of God.
We'll use the Cantonese version.
他们说你起来两脚站直，那就跳起来而且行走。于是称巴拿巴为丢失， 称保罗为希以米，因为他说话领受。巴拿巴、保罗二使徒听见，就撕开衣裳，跳进众人中间，喊着说，
他在从前的世代任凭民国各行其道。 二人说了这些话，紧紧地拦住众人，不献祭于他们。门徒正为着他，他就起来走进城去。第二天同巴拿巴往特庇去。
对那城里人传了福音，小牧者人作门徒，走回路时，而多个连安提拉。
我哋一同读第二十二同二十三节，一同读。坚固门徒的心，劝他们肯守所信的道。又说：我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。二人在各教会中选立了长老，又禁食祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。
Pastor Wilson Chang will give today's message, the message and character of believers.
今日阿程牧师喺中间讲神嘅道，佢嘅题目就系门徒的信息与品格。
Children may be quietly dismissed for children's worship.
小朋友喺下边就视同崇拜。请坐。
Please be seated.
I've got a couple of slides here to show you. I don't know if it helps or not, but if you could please.
我有幾幅圖畫想俾大家睇嘅，希望對大家都有幫助。
This is where experts say the ancient city of Lystra is located today. It's as you can see, the terrain. If you've been to ancient areas, there's not a whole lot over there. That's what the experts say Lystra was.
有啲專家就話咧，呢幅圖畫裏邊所展示嘅嗰個地方咧，就係昔日嘅呢個路斯德。
There is something that if you have a study Bible, you've probably seen, or you probably can't see it up there today because probably lights here. But it's a map of Paul's first missionary journey, mission to Galatia.
咁喺呢幅嘅地图里边咧，就俾我哋睇见咧保罗嘅第一次嘅宣教嘅行程。
And so it sets the scene of this part of Acts on what Paul. Where he is, he's at number six.
咁咧，其實呢度咧都講到我哋今日所睇嘅嗰章裏邊，佢講到，咁咧你會睇見咧就喺第呢個數目字嘅第六嗰度，佢喺呢個路斯德。
Thanks, Gioco. You know, because we just read a part of the book of Acts that records Paul's arduous experience, part of his bed.Tough experience in his first missionary journey.
咁喺我哋今日所睇嘅一段经文，喺使徒行传嘅第十四章里边咧，俾我哋睇见咧，喺佢第一次嘅行程里边，其中一部分咧，佢比较艰难嘅一个嘅经验。
What was Paul and others like Barnabas doing? They were busy obeying Jesus' command to go.And make disciples.
咁保罗同埋巴拿巴咧，佢哋呢度咧都好忙碌嘅，就系佢哋要去跟随耶稣嗰个吩咐，就系话要去使万民作耶稣嘅门徒。
If you recall in the Gospels, the end of the Gospels, Jesus before he ascended, the risen Jesus before he ascended back to God the Father, he commanded all of us to go.And make followers of Jesus.
咁如果你記得咧，喺福音書嘅結尾嗰度咧，耶穌去升天之前咧，佢講佢吩咐啲門徒，佢話你哋要去使萬民作我嘅門徒。
So I'd like for you all to consider this morning.
咁我希望今日大家可以去思想到嘅就係
，As it's recorded in Acts 14, how did Paul go about proclaiming the Christ to these group of people?In Lystra.
咁我哋就睇下咧，就喺今日《使徒行传》十四章嗰度，睇下保罗佢系点样同路斯德嘅呢一啲嘅人嚟到去传福音。
See the people in Lystra were pagans. They knew hardly anything about the scriptures. Back then, the scriptures was the Old Testament.
咁喺嗰阵时嚟讲。在路斯德的这些人他们都不认识圣经的。在那时候来讲所讲的圣经就是说是旧约。
And the reason, especially if you're a Christian here, why it's so important for us to look carefully at Acts 14 is because we today live in a society where people say there are many ways to God.
咁咧，當時老斯德嘅人好多咧都係一啲外邦人，佢哋唔認識神。咁呢個咧係我哋今日嚟講咧都係好重要咁樣去思想嘅，因為喺我哋今日所處嘅社會裏邊咧，有好多人佢哋都係唔認識神嘅。
In fact, if you talk to people, and just recently, I know Pastor Thomas mentioned he spoke to a family member of, again, we mourn the death of Mrs. Maria Chu. Many of you were at the funeral this past week. She passed away last Sunday. But one of her family members said, I believe in, there are many ways to God.
就好似過去嘅一個星期，當我哋喺我哋當中嘅趙伯母佢上個星期日過咗身，咁我哋去到佢嘅安息禮拜嘅時候咧，咁有機會接觸到佢啲嘅家人，咁牧師都接觸到佢啲家人，咁其中一個家人佢講佢話：我相信可以有好多方法嘅去到神嗰度。
That's not atypical. That's a common response in a world-class city like New York City.
喺今日就好似喺紐約城市裏邊，呢啲咁樣嘅反應都係好普遍嘅。
The people of Lystra also thought there are many gods.
喺路斯德嘅人，佢哋都係咁樣諗法，佢哋會覺得有好多嘅神。
And so it would be important if you're a believer because God commands you to go and make disciples. How do you respond then to that person like the relative of Mrs. Maria Chu who said there are many gods?
所以我們既然是信徒的時候，對我來說很重要的就是我們怎樣來去面對去回應，就好像趙伯母他的家人所說的話，有很多的神的。
Because it would not be loving if you didn't challenge that false premise.
因為當如果他們這個想法是一個錯誤想法，而我們不去糾正他們的時候，我們對他們就沒有這個愛心了。
And so it would not be obedient to the Lord when he says, go, make followers of me.
亦都我們不能夠在神吩咐我們的使命上，我們來到去信服神。
You see, in Acts chapter 13, and Pastor Thomas has been covering the book of Acts if you've been here with us regularly, Paul was addressing the people who were familiar with the Bible. Prior to chapter 14, all these people that he was talking to were familiar with the Old Testament.
咁咧喺《使徒行傳》嘅第十四章之前所講到嘅經文咧，好多時咧我哋都睇見咧，保羅佢係對一啲信徒嚟到去講説話，對一啲人佢哋係熟悉聖經嘅。Because
most of them were Jews, like Paul.
因為咧嗰啲嘅對象好多咧都係猶太人。They
grew up learning the scriptures.
咁佢哋咧由細細個開始咧，佢哋已經係讀聖經噶啦。And
of course, that was not the day of the printing press. They were scribes, but people had to memorize, so they memorized the Old Testament.
咁雖然咧，嗰陣時咧冇話即係印咗咁多咧聖經，但係咧佢哋咧都會咧係記咗好多嘅聖經。And
even the Gentiles who were present in the temple, because everybody went to the temple, though the Gentiles were restricted to the outer courts, they knew a little bit about the scriptures.
就算係當時嘅一啲嘅外邦人，佢哋咧去到聖殿裏邊嘅時候，佢哋雖然唔準進入到聖殿裏邊，但係喺聖殿嘅外邊嘅時候咧，佢哋都可以聽到聖經。And
so if you did a brief perusing of Acts 1-13, you'll see that Paul's approach to proclaiming Christ to those people are quite different. He quotes from Scripture.
咁咧，要睇見咧喺《使徒行傳》第一至第十三章嘅時候咧，保羅佢對嗰啲人嘅傳福音嘅方法咧係唔同嘅。
But here, to the people of Lystra, who are pagans, they don't know anything about the living God. He does something different. He approaches them differently.
咁但係咧喺第十四章裏邊咧，去到呢個路斯德裏邊，對啲人咧，佢哋係完全係唔熟悉聖經、唔認識神嘅時候咧，佢用嘅方法咧亦都唔同啦。Right,
the Jews on the one hand were monotheist. They believed in one God, one God alone.
對於一啲猶太人嚟講，佢哋係單神嘅主義，佢哋淨係信唯一嘅一個神。
And on the other hand, the city dwellers of Lystra, they were idol worshippers. Many gods are many gods.
但是住在路斯德这个 城市里面的那些人呢，他们呢就是 去拜很多很多很多的偶像的。
Let me paint the picture for you. If you're a soldier in Lystra, you sacrifice to the god of war.
咁咧，如果你当时咧系住喺呢个卢斯德嘅时候咧，如果你系一个士兵嘅时候咧，咁你咧就会向一个咧系战争嘅神咧嚟到去拜佢。
If you were a merchant, you sacrifice to the god of commerce.
咁如果你系一个商人嘅时候咧，你就会去咧专系一个咧系同商做商业有关嘅神嗰个嚟到去拜。
If you were a farmer,You sacrifice to the god of agriculture.
咁如果你系一个农夫嘅咧，你就会去咧同一就会去拜一个农神。
The list goes on and on, right? There's a god of love, beauty, and romance.
咁啊，另外咧，仲有一个神咧，就系系关于爱情啊、美丽啊呢啲嘢嘅。
There's a god of music and art.
咁咧有一个神咧，就系关于音乐啊、艺术嘅。
Even Caesar.Caesar himself called himself a so-called god.
咁就算喺当时嘅凯撒咧，佢都话佢自己咧系一个神。
Do you get the picture? It's like today. You didn't have any overarching allegiance to any one god.
就好似今日咁样，你唔需要过分嘅话系对某一个嘅神咧嚟到去效忠嘅。
I know Han isn't here today, and I'm sure he wouldn't. Again, I would check with him if it was something that was personal, but it's not really personal. But he told me once his mom, when she came over, was praying to a god of traveling mercies, because that's what they did in their culture.
咁样咧，连向弟兄咧，佢以前咧都分享过，佢话咧，当佢妈妈咧嚟到呢个国家，即系要嚟到美国嘅时候咧，咁佢嗰阵时拜咧就拜一个嘅偶像咧，就话咧要帮佢咧能够出入平安嘅。
So it's nothing new. To paint a picture for you that if you're even from a traditional culture, nothing new of what a pluralistic society is.
所以如果你在一个传统文化里面来到去生活的时候，你就会对于一个多元化的这个这样的看法，你不会觉得很陌生。
But you don't have to be a rocket scientist to connect the dots here, right?
那你在这里你可以能够去连埋那幅图画看到。
People didn't have an overarching allegiance to any one god. So what does that mean?
咁样话到啲人佢唔会对某一个嘅神咧系去效忠嘅时候，系咩意思咧
？It means you're really worshiping what's behind that god。
咁其实即系话咧，你所崇拜嘅咧系喺呢个喺你所崇拜嘅偶像嘅背后嘅嗰啲嘢。
Right, if you're praying desperately for traveling mercies, what are you worshiping?
咁如果你求话啊、哦、要旅行啊出入啊平安嘅话，咁其实你系崇拜紧啲咩咧
？Your own security, right？
你所要揾嘅其实就系嗰个嘅冇安全感。
Again, you go down the list. It's really they worshiping what's behind the god。
咁所以如果你一路咁样睇落去嘅时候，其实你所去寻求崇拜嘅就系即系你所拜嘅嗰样嘢背后。
Because they're saying, this is my hope. This is my meaning in life. So I got to get it.
因为在你来看，你就会觉得这个才是你的盼望，这个就是你生命的意义，是你要得到的那些东西。
And if this or that God will help me, then why not?
如果这个的神或者那个的神可以帮了我的时候，那为什么不 去崇拜他呢？
So I hope you get the picture then. As Paul is in this city, Lystra,This is what the general mindset of the people are.
咁我想大家咧可以睇到呢幅图画，保罗喺路斯德呢个城里边咧就系咁样样噶啦，嗰啲人。
And so, what does Paul say to the idol worshippers?
咁喺呢度，保罗点样对呢啲拜偶像嘅人嚟到去讲咧
？These things are worthless, he says, verse 21. They're worthless.
在第二十一节那里，保罗跟他讲就是说，他说这些东西都是虚无的。
Because these things are dead, but I'm going to introduce you to the living God.
他说因为这些东西都是死的，我现在要将一个活的神告诉你们。
Paul saying, these things that you're
sacrificing and worshiping are powerless.
他说这些你去献祭去或者是要拜紧的那些东西都是没有能力的。
But the true God that I know, that I worship, made heaven and earth and everything in it, says Paul in the text, right?
但是我所敬拜和我知道的这个神，他是创造这个天地海和其中万物的永生神。
And he compares and contrasts, right? He says, these gods of yours are empty. They promise more than they can deliver.
咁喺度同佢比较，佢就话呢一啲你所拜嘅嗰啲嘅神，佢哋系冇呢个能力嘅，佢哋所应承俾你嘅嘢咧，佢哋都系俾唔到嘅，系空虚嘅。
They always take from you more than they actually give.
佢哋喺你里边得到你嘅嘢多过佢可以俾到你嘅。
But my God, says Paul,
但保罗说我所信的神呢
is the opposite of that.
是刚刚相反的。
The true God gives you far more than he requires from you.
他说这个真的神呢，他给你的东西是多过你所需要的。
And he challenges them. He says, do you not know that even though you haven't acknowledged him, you don't even know he's existing, right? All of your joy that you're experiencing right now is from him.
他甚至挑战他，就说你知不知道，就是甚至你未认识他都好，他是将你所有的喜乐他都给你。
Of course, I'm paraphrasing here, right? What Paul, summarizing what Paul's saying. All good things, all good gifts in life, you enjoy from him, he's telling these people.
他说你所有好的东西其实都是在他那里。
And he's been doing this for you even though you don't even acknowledge its existence.
甚至在你未认识他的时候都好，他已经是这样的在你身上来到去做了。
He's the opposite of these other worthless things. That's the word he uses, worthless things that you're worshipping.
他跟你所拜的这些虚妄的东西是完全是相反的。
I hope you understand what Paul is getting at, because again, we Christians also have to proclaim Christ, right?
我希望你明白保罗里面所讲的是什么。我们基督徒我们都要去宣讲基督。
And the average person out there in a pluralistic society believes there are many ways to God.
而今日你喺出边遇见嘅嗰啲人，佢哋喺一个多元文化嘅多元嘅社会里边，佢哋唔系咁样信。
Supposing everyone lives for something.
保罗话：我哋每一个人都为一啲嘅嘢而去活。
Everyone is living for something.
每一个人都为一啲嘅嘢而去生活，去活着。
You could say, well, that might be true, but I don't have a high allegiance for any god.
你可能说或者啱嘅，但系我好似冇对任何一个嘅神咧都会效忠嘅。
I'm not religious.
我亦都冇我唔宗教嘅。
Everyone is sacrificing for something.
但系其实我哋每一个人咧都系向一啲嘅嘢咧嚟到去献祭。
And what you sacrifice for is your meaning in life.
咁你向边一样嘢嚟到献上你自己嘅时候，那个就系你生命嘅嗰个意义。
Whatever that is you're working so hard for is your master.
有啲咩嘢你系瞓咗身落去为咗佢嘅咧，那个就系你嘅主。
And what Paul's trying to say is you don't really control your own life.
保罗佢话你自己控制唔到你自己嘅生命。
Right, if you're living for family,
如果你为到你嘅家庭而活
，you don't control your own life.
你唔会掌管到你自己。
You're controlled by the people you want to love you, or that you want to love them.
你会被嗰啲咧你想去爱嘅人，或者系你想嗰啲人去爱你嘅人嚟到去控制你。
Of course, you can plug in anything there: love, romance.
你可以摆其他，又可以讲爱情啦。
If you're living for money,
咁如果你系为咗金钱而去生活嘅话
，you don't control yourself.
你唔会控制到你自己。
If you're living for political power,
咁如果你系为到一啲政治嘅权力嚟到去生活嘅话
，you don't really control yourself.
你唔会控制到掌管到你自己。
Because the things you live for dictate how you live.
因为你所为嗰样嘢去生活嘅嗰样嘢，嗰样嘢就去决定你系点样样生活。
And that means you're not in control. They're controlling you.
咁即系话咧，你唔系控制，你唔系喺度控制到你自己，你系被嗰样嘢去控制你。
Because you're working so hard to get or to keep what you want.
因为你就系咁努力嘅，就系要去得到一样嘢，或者系想去维持到揸得住嗰样嘢。
And of course, the way we know that we're trapped in this is when we start to fuss.
咁你几时先知道咧？你系喺呢个咁嘅陷阱里边咧，就系你会发觉你开始好似好烦躁嘅时候。
Right, there's a meltdown when we are disappointed or don't get what we want.
咁当我哋咧失望或者我哋得唔到我哋所得到嘅嘢，我哋发脾气嘅时候。
Because that's your treasure. Your treasure's threatened, and if your treasure's threatened, you melt down.
因为你所宝贵嘅嗰样嘢，好似系被受到威胁嘅时候咧，咁你咧就会喺嗰度咧，你就睇见你自己咧失去控制啦。
Yeah, depending on your personality, you either kick and scream.
咁视乎你系一个咩嘅人啦，你可能喺度大叫啊，喺度周围踢啊。
Or you sink into despair.
或者你落入一个失望里边。
Jacob, slide 3. Thanks. So you're not in control of your life. You might think you're in control, but what you're living for is controlling you.
你以为你可以掌管到自己嘅生命，但系其实咧，你系被你所为嗰样嘢活着嘅嗰样嘢嚟到控制。
And so Paul's challenging the people of Lystra, challenging us. He's saying, "My God, the true God, the living God, is the only one who, if you serve Him, will liberate you."
所以保罗佢就对当时路斯德嘅人同埋今日我哋嘅人，佢就有一个挑战，佢就话到我哋嘅主，我哋嘅永活嘅神咧，先就系嗰个神咧系可以咧系去释放我哋嘅。
Again, verse 21, he says, "Because all these other things that you're after are worthless."
因为佢话到所有我哋所跟从嘅嗰啲嘢咧，都系虚妄嘅。
They take more from you than they give you.
他们拿去你的多过他可以给到你的。
But the true God, if you get him, says Paul, will satisfy you.
但如果你得着这个真神的时候，他会叫你满足。
And he already, he's telling the people, he is already filling your heart with joy.
他说到这个真神，他已经是将喜乐去充满你的心。
But Paul's pleading with the people saying,Think what will happen if you turn and trust him. How much more greater it would be.
保罗就劝勉那些人，就说你想一想，如果你去转向来到去跟随真神的时候，会是怎样呢？
Do you see the difference? Paul's approach, Acts 1-13, he quotes from the Old Testament. He starts quoting scripture to the people because they're familiar with the Bible.
咁你可以睇见嗰个分别，就系当保罗咧喺《使徒行传》1-13嗰度，佢同啲犹太人讲嘅时候，佢好多时引用旧约，因为嗰啲人咧，佢哋熟悉旧约。
But here he's picking things like creation and God's providential care for you as a point of contact approach to the people.
但系喺呢度咧，佢保罗用嘅嗰、那个接触点系咩咧？佢就用到咧。创造用到神的供应来到去跟这些人有这个的对话。
Slide 4, thanks. So what Paul does here is he finds a point of contact that people can relate to.
在这里我们看见就是保罗去找到一个接触点，去怎样可以跟这些人能够有这个的对话。
But let me show you, so you know it's from the text. Jacob, if you don't mind, go back to verse 15.
可以在经文里面去看一看第15节。
There it is. You see, what is he saying there? He's saying, towards the end here, what's he saying, right? He spoke of the living God as what? Creator, heaven, earth and sea, and everything in them.
在这里他讲到，他说这个神是一个创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。
So again, remember the first slide I showed you about that little mount?In Lystra, maybe he pointed to things around there, saying, "This is part of God's creation."
咁如果你記得咧，我俾你睇見嘅第一幅嘅圖畫嘅時候，可能咧佢嗰陣時咧就指住個天話俾你聽，嗱，呢個就係神所創造嘅。
Verse 16,
第十六節。
And then he says, "In the past," he's referring to God. God permitted all the nations to go their own way.
喺第十六节嗰度话咧，喺从前嘅世代咧，任凭万国各行其道。
But he's saying that he's never really left them without a testimony of who he was.
但佢话咧，然而为自己未尝不显出证据来。
Right, on the contrary, he has borne a consistent witness of his kindness to humanity.
喺呢度咧，俾我哋睇见咧，就系话咧，佢好恒久嘅，就系话咧，将佢自己嗰个嘅仁慈，将佢自己嗰个嘅爱咧，嚟到去见证俾人嚟见到。
And then in verse 17, he's saying he's given, again showing examples, rain from heaven, crops on earth in the seasons. He's providing for you.
在第十七节嗰度去睇见佢话咧，就如常施恩惠从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足。
And he even says he's giving you joyful hearts now, even though you don't acknowledge him.
佢话咧，俾佢令佢哋咧满心喜乐，就算咧佢哋都仲未认识佢。
You see, Paul's showing us.How to go and make disciples to a secularized people?
保罗俾我哋喺呢度睇见咧，就我哋点样去到呢一个世俗嘅社会里边嚟到去令人嚟到去做主嘅门徒。
Because if you walk the streets of Queens or Manhattan or wherever you live, you're not going to hear people talking about the Bible.
因为如果你今天出到去皇后区或者曼哈顿，你咁样喺条街度行嘅时候咧，你唔会听见有人讲圣经嘅。
In fact, I don't think most people know what the Ten Commandments are.
我谂甚至咧唔系好多人知道咩叫十诫。
So therefore, to challenge people with the good news of Jesus.You need to find a point of contact besides Scripture.
咁所以咧，就当我哋咧，如果我哋要去挑战人哋到去去思想到耶稣嗰个福音嘅时候，我哋就需要揾到一个接触点，点样嚟喺圣经以外。
Of course, you have to end with Scripture and of course the Gospel itself.
咁但系当然咧，我哋嘅对话嘅结尾，我哋一定要系翻去福音嗰度。
But here are some suggestions that you can do with the people you know.Who are more secularized in New York City?
咁對於咧，如果你咧認識到有一啲咧，就喺紐約市裏邊一啲佢唔認識神嘅人，一個比較世俗嘅人嘅時候，你點樣可以同佢哋有一啲嘅對話咧
？Again, New York City, the world comes in New York City, so there are many nations and cultures represented, right?
咁喺紐約市裏邊咧，有唔同嘅國籍、唔同嘅文化。
But even with that being said, there are certain particular things as human beings we share.
咁但系就算系咁咧，我哋人咧都有一啲嘅嘢咧系共通。
For example, gives us a point of contact. We all need to be loved.
譬如就好似我哋每一个人都需要被爱。
We all need to be connected in some way to a community.
我哋每一个人咧都要同有一啲嘅群体咧系有关系、有结连嘅。
God calls people to himself. He calls people to be his children, part of his community.
咁神咧去呼召咧，叫人咧嚟到去佢嗰度，去成为一个群体。
All of us want to be fully human.
我哋每一个人都希望成为一个真系完全嘅人。
All of us want to experience, no matter what culture you are, be authentic, right? Authentic human being.
我哋每一个人咧都想咧去真真实实嘅嚟到去经历呢一个人生生命。
That's a point of contact. God says, "I made you to commune with me."
咁呢一个其中一个嘅接触点，我哋可以就话啦，神去做我哋就要点啊？系同我哋系有呢个沟通嘅。
So how do you be more authentic, more fully human? You need to know God.
如果我哋要真系真真正正嘅去经历到系人，同埋系去真系觉得系一个完全嘅人嘅时候，我哋就需要咧要认识到呢个神。
See, we suppress our desire to know someone who transcends this life, transcends this physical realm. We suppress that. Paul tells us that in Romans chapter 1.
喺罗马书嘅第一章嗰度。保罗话俾我哋听，佢话我哋好多时咧都去压抑我哋嘅欲念，嚟到去认识呢一个超越呢个物质嘅世界。
And we know that as human beings because we always long for something more. We're never satisfied.
因为咧，我哋咧从来都唔满足，我哋希望有一啲嘅嘢系更多嘅嘢。
Right? There's always something we want. Right? We're never satisfied.
我哋咧，梗有一啲嘅嘢咧，我哋系想要嘅，系我哋永远都唔会满足嘅。
The reason for that is because we're suppressing the truth. We are complete when we know God.
咁个原因就系因为咧，我哋咧系亚积咗呢个嘅真理，我哋唔认识神。
And God's greatness attracts us.
神嘅伟大其实系吸引我哋嘅。
Again, there are so many points of contact. You could say, for those who are more secularized, don't you want to be free? Free from the chains of controls that you're living for?
咁另外一样咧，我哋可以有一个接触点，就系话有好多人其实佢哋去揾。要是在他们当中来到得着释放，那他们在这里我们就可以讲到那个自由的问题。
Well, knowing God is the only way to be set free from that.
唯有认识神，我们才就可以是可以被其他的东西来释放出来。
Or, especially in a secularized world, we live for personal significance in life.
又或者呢，在这个世界的社会里面，很多人呢都为到个人的的意义来到去生活。
What greater purpose if your life and what you're doing now counts forever? That's what God says. If you do it for me, it counts forever.
咁有咩嘢系比更加有意思嘅？就系话我哋今日所做嘅嘢咧，系嗰个价值咧，系超越，系去到永恒嘅咧。
Let me suggest one more thing as a point of contact to secularized people to know Christ. Again, it's a tough one. Here it is.How do we handle suffering?
咁另外一个接触点，我哋可以同世界其他人嚟到去接触嘅就系，我哋喺度讲到就系，我哋点样嘅嚟到去面对或者系处理苦难呢
？Because how you handle suffering goes a long way to make a point of contact with those who don't believe.
因为我哋点样嘅嚟到去面对同埋处理苦难呢，亦都可以咧系让我哋咧系同其他嘅人咧可以咧有好长嘅一个嘅对话
，right？ The Christian doctrine, suffering is, yeah, we don't want to suffer, but the suffering's not wasted. It refines you, makes you more like Christ.
基督徒嘅嗰个嘅教义里边去讲，我哋睇到嘅就系话到咧，冇错，我哋都唔中意受苦，但系苦难系可以叫我哋转变成长。
Right, it's not just purposeless or randomness suffering.
苦难唔系随意嘅，唔系冇意思嘅。
For the Christian, it's making like the King, who is the King of the servant King.
喺苦难里边咧，系叫我哋更加嘅似我哋嘅主，我哋嘅王。
You know, I'm not a scholar. Many of you maybe you know a lot more than I, but if you read.Some things from some cultural anthropologists. You know what they'll tell you about the secularized world? You know what they will tell you? And they're not Christians. You know what they will tell you?
咁我唔係一個學者，但係咧，如果你睇下有一啲嘅人類學研究人類學嘅人，佢哋會點樣講話呢一個嘅世界，呢一個嘅文化咧？佢哋會講俾你聽咩咧？
Modern secular culture is the worst culture in the history of humanity to equip people to handle suffering. It's the worst.
他们所看到的就是说，他们现今这个世俗的文化呢，就是在世界的历史里面一个最差的文化，来到去叫人懂得怎样的来到去面对苦难。
Because modern secular culture says the meaning of life is what?To be happy, to be free, to live life the way you want it.
佢话点解？佢话因为现今嘅世俗嘅文化就系话到，你要喺生命里边系有意思嘅时候，最紧要嘅系你嘅生活要活得嘅就系开心，要自由。
Secular culture says, "Oh, nobody can tell you what's right or wrong. You tell yourself."
佢话俾你听咧，冇嘢能够话俾你听。对或错是你自己或对或错的。
You have to decide what's right or wrong, not God, you.
你自己去决定什么是对什么是错，不是神。
And the meaning of life is to have the freedom to choose the life that will make you happy. That's secular culture.
这个社会的文化，这个世俗的文化就是什么？什么叫做生命叫做有意义呢？就是说你可以有这个自由去选择去做些什么事是叫你开心的。
And the experts who study culture will tell you modern secular culture is the worst culture ever. to handle suffering.
而呢啲研究文化嘅专家，佢就话俾你听，今日现代嘅世俗嘅文化，其实就系喺历史里边一个最差嘅文化，去叫人点样嘅去面对苦难。
Actually, many of you are blessed because you're from a traditional culture, because you know that's hogwash. That's hogwash. Modern secular culture.
咁我谂咧，如果你喺传统文化里边嘅时候咧，你都会睇到现今嘅文化系点样样。
Like what does Eastern culture, Eastern religion say, right? It's quite different.
东方嘅文化佢哋又点讲咧
？Take Hindu culture for example. The meaning of life is to live a good life, eventually escape the cycle of reincarnation, right?
咁而對於譬如好似印度嘅文化，佢哋就係話啦，生命嘅意義係咩咧？就係話咧，你過一個好嘅生命生活，過好嘅一生，以至咧你就可以咧逃離咧，唔需要咧喺呢一個嘅輪迴嘅嗰個嘅循環裏邊，而去到一個嘅樂境。
It's to get to the other bliss, the heavenly bliss, whatever that is, whatever religion it says, right? Eastern religion, right?
咁咧，對佢哋嚟講，就要去到咧另外一個嘅樂境嗰度。
Even the older pagan cultures, the Greco-Roman that Paul's dealing with here, or the Northern European pagan cultures, you know what they said the meaning of life was? Be noble, live for honor.
咁喺古代嘅一啲嘅外邦嘅文化，或者喺希臘啊、羅馬，或者係北歐嘅嗰啲外邦嘅文化，佢哋就話咩咧？人生嘅生命嘅意義係咩咧？就係話咧，要活成為一個咧係俾人尊重嘅男性或者女性。
Right, you live for glory, live for honor, you do the noble thing.
佢話咧，你做一啲咧尊貴嘅事，以至咧你能夠得著榮耀同埋尊貴。
That's what the Northern European pagan cultures used to think, right? The meaning of life, that was the meaning of life, honor.
呢一個咧就係佢哋所講諗到嘅就話，生命人生嘅意義係咩嘢啦
？Or other religions say the meaning of life is to live a good life, and then you go to heaven.
咁其他亦都有一啲嘅宗教，佢就講到人生嘅意義係咩咧？就係話咧過一個好嘅人生，然後咧你就去到天堂。
But Christianity is the only religion that says this.
但是基督教就是唯一宗教去讲到这样。
Which is somewhat different than these other religions, Eastern, Western, Ancient, whatever.
它从东方、西方或者古代的文化所讲或者宗教所讲的都很不同的。
If you don't hear anything else today, you got to hear this.
如果你今天整天都听不到什么东西的话，你就要留心听这些了。
Christianity doesn't say,You're saved through your suffering. It does not say you're saved through your suffering.
基督教佢唔係話你係透過受苦嚟到去得救。
But Christians are willing to suffer, like Paul was in this passage here. Christians are willing to suffer patiently for God because He suffered for me.
但係基督徒佢哋樂意嘅去好忍耐嘅嚟到去受苦，為神受苦，因為神係為我哋受咗苦。
And my suffering is not wasted; it makes me more like the servant King Jesus.
而我哋所面對嘅苦難，對我哋嚟講唔係白費嘅，佢係叫我哋更加似耶穌基督呢一個君王。
I want to show our love for Jesus by being willing.To pick up my cross and to follow him.
我願意藉著樂意嘅去背起呢個十字架去受苦，嚟到去活出我對基督嘅愛。
That's why in this scene here, it's remarkable, right? In the scene that follows this text, right? Paul's going to be beaten up.
就好似我哋今日睇到嘅嗰個情景，就係你睇見保羅佢俾人哋去打。
Right, a couple chapters later.He's going to be beaten up and thrown in prison.
喺再過幾章嘅時候，你就睇見佢保羅點樣俾人哋去打，同埋困咗喺監裏邊。
Yet Barnabas and Paul are singing praises to God while they're locked up and being tortured.
當佢哋被人哋去糟質喺個監裏邊嘅時候咧，保羅同埋巴拿巴佢哋仍然喺度嘅唱讚美詩。
You see, suffering for the Christian is not wasted.
苦難對基督徒嚟講唔係浪費嘅。
It has meaning, just like everything else in the Christian life.
它是有意思的，就好像在基督徒的生命里面的每一样事一样。
Slide 6, but this is what you got to tell your friends who are into modern secular culture. They can't handle suffering because suffering can't be part of their story, because their story is to be happy.
对于一些在现代世俗文化的人，他们如果是活在那个文化里面的时候，他们就不可以来到去面对到这些苦难。为什么？因为这件事就不是他们所要追寻的那个故事里面的一部分，因为他们要的是快乐。
Suffering then is only a rude interruption. Interruption to my happiness.
苦难对他们来讲就好像中断了他们的喜乐。
And therefore, as a secular person, it can't be meaningful.
所以对他们来讲，苦难对他们来讲是没有意思的。
It cannot be something we can face and be better for it.
就不会好像我们这样觉得我们是可以去面对，甚至是可以叫我们是更加的好。
And so what do they do then? How do you handle that if you're a secularist?
那如果是好像他们这样的时候，那他们怎样的来到去面对处理这些苦难呢？
You just got to medicate, right? Go medicate or be distracted.
那对他们来说，可能他们就会是说，我吃些药啦，或者是用其他的东西来到叫我分散我的注意力。
But Paul says in that prison in Acts 16, a couple chapters later, he says he's concerned about the jailer who just tortured him. When there's an earthquake, right? He says, we're not going anywhere. We know that if we go, you die.
但是呢，如果你留意到保罗在第十六章那里，他讲到当他们在个监里面的时候，地都震动埋的时候，那那些狱卒好惊的时候呢，保罗跟他讲，他说你不用怕，我们不会走，我们不会走的，因为如果我们走呢，你们就死的了。
You see, Christianity is the best resource to handle suffering. We don't want to suffer, none of us, but it's inevitable in a fallen world.
我们不喜欢，我们都不喜欢去面对这个苦难，但是在这个堕落世界里面，基督教就成为我们一个的资源，叫我们怎样的来到去面对到这个苦难。
And Christianity does not say you'll go to heaven if you suffer well. It doesn't say that.
基督教它不是说呢，如果你受苦呢，你就去天堂。
Because it says over and over and over again, you're saved by God's grace.
因为在圣经里面一次一次地说，就说我们得救是凭着神的恩典。
But what Christianity does say, slide 7, is this. Jesus Christ suffered, not that you might never suffer, but that when you suffer, you become more like him.
基督教他说到在耶稣基督里面，基督基督为我们受苦，不是叫我们永远不需要受苦，而是叫我们在受苦当中，我们更加像基督。
That means this, I don't have to abide by my culture.There are a lot of good things about my culture, a lot of bad things about my culture. That means you can cry, you can weep, because God says it's okay.
咁就即系话咧，我唔需要咧要跟足我嗰个文化去要点样做。我可以哭，我可以做一啲嘅嘢，因为系可以嘅。
But Jesus wept. He knew he's going to raise Lazarus from the dead.In John 11, he weeps. Why? He knows he's going to raise him from the dead because death's an intruder.
就好像耶稣他哭泣，当拉撒路死了的时候，耶稣知道他可以叫拉撒路从死里面复活的。为什么他要哭泣呢？是因为他看见死临到这个世界。
As we said last week, right? Death is not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to get, in the original design, before sin, to get more beautiful.As time going on.
因为我们知道在神原先的创造里面，我们应该是越来越美丽的。
But because of sin, we get weaker and weaker, decay, 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 right?
但是因为罪的缘故，你看见我们的身体就是越来越败坏。
I don't have to prove to God that I'm strong.
我不需要向神去证明我是坚强。
I don't have to prove to myself that I'm strong through suffering.
我亦都唔需要向我自己证明喺受苦难当中我系强系坚强嘅。
But what God and the Gospel says is Jesus Christ suffered for me.
但喺个福音里边话俾我哋听，基督已经为我哋受苦。
And He's with me right now, so that when suffering comes my way, I can rely on Him.
咁同埋我哋知道基督系同我哋一齐，所以当苦难临到我哋嘅时候，我哋知道基督系同我哋一齐。
And that suffering will turn me into something beautiful as time goes on.
苦难可以叫我变得更加嘅美好。
I'm out of time. I was going to touch on some of the characteristics of discipler too that appear in this text. Maybe I can summarize that in a few minutes. Did you notice in verses 19 and 22, again, we don't have time. I can't really point it exactly out to you there, but if you read it over again this afternoon, you'll see that Paul is very persistent.
咁咧，我唔系有好多嘅时间。咁我而家咧去讲到第二点，就系讲到，保罗佢喺呢一度，当佢要去建立门徒嘅时候，佢嘅做有几个嘅特点。咁我哋可以喺第十九至廿二节嗰度睇到。第一样我哋睇见咧，就系佢嗰个嘅坚持。
Right, they flung stones at him. They thought he was dead. They dragged him out of the city. Right. We read that in verses 19
and 22. 咁喺度我哋睇见咧，啲人咧用石头去打保罗，咁佢哋以为佢死咗，就将佢拖咗出城外。
But what did they do? They left for Derbe, a city, a few miles away, and they came back.
咁喺度讲到咧，佢话咧，咁佢哋咧离开咗，就去到特比呢个地方，咁大约系几里以外嘅。咁但系冇几耐之后咧，佢哋又翻转头。
So what were they persistent in? Just briefly.
咁喺呢度佢哋保罗佢哋坚持要做啲咩嘢咧？
Again, you can pick this out from the text yourself, verses 19 to 22. He confirms people. That's what confirmation is, right? We confirm our children when they come of age. And they express faith in Christ, right? We confirm them. What is confirmation?
咁喺度咧，第一样我哋睇见咧，就喺度咧嚟到肯定佢哋所信嘅。
Confirmation is we make solid, fix, glue down. That's the word confirming. We make them solid in what? The Word of God.
喺呢度咧，佢咧系叫佢哋咧好肯定佢哋知道神嘅话语。
That's what disciples do. They implore their disciplee to be well grounded in God's word, solid, have a solid foundation for life.
咁喺呢度，当你去建立一个人成为主嘅门徒嘅时候，其中一样好紧要嘅就系你要叫佢喺神嘅话语嗰度咧，系能够有呢个稳固嘅根基。
That's why the shorter catechisms exist. The Heidelberg Catechism we went over in Sunday school, Westminster Shorter Catechism, they ground you in solid teaching you're going to need for life.
所以喺主日学里边，或者我哋学到嘅有好多嗰啲嘅嘢咧，都系叫我哋能够有建立一个稳固嘅基础。
But not only does Paul confirm as a discipler, he exhorts. He exhorts to continue in the faith.
咁保罗唔单止咧嚟到去叫佢哋知道佢哋所信嘅系咩嘢嘢，嚟到佢更加咧喺呢度去睇到咧，就保罗咧嚟到去勉励佢哋。
Exhorting someone is what? Urging someone, right? Urging someone to a proper course of conduct.
佢咧去喺佢哋所信嘅嗰度咧去激励佢哋，亦都去催促佢哋，叫佢哋能到点样嘅嚟到去生活。
You know, if you have kids, you know that takes persistence, right? You know, you got to get after them always, constantly. You're always on their case.
如果你有细路仔嘅时候，你就知道咩叫坚持啦。你要一路一路咁样跟住佢哋，催逼住佢哋嘅。
It's the same as a disciple. If you're going to go and make disciples, you have to be persistent.
咁如果你系要建立门徒嘅时候，都一样，你系要坚持嘅。
I only have again a couple of minutes. One is he leads them. You could see that in verse 23. He prays with them. He exercises leadership.
咁然后喺第二十三节嗰度睇见咧，就系保罗点样嘅去带领佢哋，去为佢哋去祈祷。
And finally, the fourth thing he does, as far as as being persistent, making disciples, is he commends them to the Lord. Verse 23. Commends means you entrust them to the Lord. You know, eventually, you're going to have to tell them, God will take care of you. You know, I can't continue to just come alongside you. You got to, I'm trusting you with the Lord. The Lord's going to take care of you.
到那个地步就是说到将他们交托给主，就是说主会去看顾你。
Do you see what Paul's getting at?
在这里保罗他的目的是什么呢?
You can do this because Acts 1:8 says, if you get it, slide 10, Chioko, thanks, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, through Judea, in Samaria, and the ends of the earth.
如果你看《使徒行传》第一章第八节，那句话，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我的见证。
You see, you can be like Jesus, the servant king. He gives you his power, his strength, his Holy Spirit to do the work.
在这里讲到什么？我们都可以好像耶稣基督那样，是作为一个的仆人，因为他给，藉着圣灵给我们这个能力。
This very afternoon, you're going to meet people who don't believe that God is going to judge them.
今天，或者今天的下午，你都会去遇见有一些的人。 他们是需要基督，需要成为基督的门徒。
They don't have any thought of God. They don't believe in heaven and hell.
他们不认识神，他们没有想过神，他们不相信有天堂有地狱。
And so this is why, in order to share God's rescue plan, that's the gospel, right?
如果我们要跟他分享神拯救计划的时候，
the person you're speaking to God has to know that what am I freed from?
这个人他就需要知道，我要是在一些什么东西里被释放出来。
And I wonder with this, this is why verse 15 is so important. Joseph, forget verse 15. And it's something I've already said. We've come to bring you the good news that you should what? Turn from what? These worthless things. That's the word. That's what he's referring to, the idols, right? And turn to living God who made heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them.
咁咧，第十五节嗰度系好紧要嘅。佢讲到，佢话我们传福音给你们，是叫你们离弃这些虚妄。呢啲虚妄就系讲到嗰啲嘅偶像，归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。
See, only God, only the Lord will satisfy you.
唯有主，唯有神先至可以叫我哋满足。
He's not going to disappoint. He's not going to leave you empty.
他不会叫你失望，他不会叫你虚空。
Even if you fail him, he will forgive you.
就算我们是叛逆他，他都会饶恕我们。
But if you plug in anything else,
但如果你是追随其他的东西，
family, career, anything else, they will let you down.
如果你想寻找的是家庭，是你的事业的时候， 这些东西都叫你去失望。
You know that. There are people who will never forgive you in your family. Never.
你会知道，在你的家庭里面，有些人是永远都不会饶恕你的。
Your career will never forgive you. If you don't achieve what you're desiring, it will crush you.
你的工作， 如果你永远达不到你所追求的那些东西的时候，它是只会将你粉碎。
If that's your goal in life, if that's, say, I gotta get that corner office, I gotta achieve this, that, it'll destroy you.
如果你只是想着我要得着这样，我要得着那样的时候，最终你会发觉这些东西是将你粉碎。
Because only the true God is the only master who became a servant and died for you.
因为唯有是这个真神，这个唯一的主，他成为一个仆人为我们而死。
And the true God is the only God that if you get him, will satisfy you.
这个真神是唯一的神，就是当你得着他的时候，你是 完全嘅得着满足。
If you're not a Christian today, will you consider that? Consider that what Paul is saying.
如果你今日唔系一个基督徒嘅时候，你会唔会考虑保罗呢度所讲嘅信呢
？And if you are a Christian today, what are you waiting for? You got to go and make disciples.
如果你今日系基督徒嘅时候，你仲等紧啲乜嘢咧？你应该出去去令到其他嘅人做主嘅门徒。
Create a plan. Who amongst that you know needs to know the Lord, or who needs to be furthered on in the Lord? Meet with them.
有一个嘅计划。看看究竟在你的生命里面有哪个人他是需要主他需要去认识神呢你就 去到他们当中
Start teaching them what the Lord has been teaching you all these years whatever experience you've been going through
开始的去教导他们正如好像神在你的身上怎样去教导你一样
Because the Lord commands you to do that
因为神吩咐我们这样做
And you'll be blessed if you trust and obey the Lord, right?
如果你是信靠信服神的时候，你就看见神的祝福临到你。
Father, we thank you. Thank you so much for Paul's witness for you here in the chapters, later chapters of Acts.
天父，我们多谢你，让我们在这里看见保罗，他在《使徒行传》里面，他怎样去见证你。
And Lord, next week we're going to look at Acts 16, where Paul is proclaiming Christ in a very difficult situation in jail.
咁下礼拜我哋可以睇见《使徒行传》第十六章，保罗点样喺一个好困难嘅环境喺监狱里边，佢嚟到去传福音。
But thank you, Lord, that Christianity is a means to know how to process suffering.
主要多谢俾我睇见。基督教其实是给我们一个途径 去面对苦难。
And even though, Lord, we don't wish to suffer, we know that if it comes our way, we'll be made more like the Lord Jesus.
主啊，没错，我们都不喜欢去遇见苦难，但是当苦难临到的时候，我们知道是叫我们更加像基督。
Comfort us today with that truth.
神啊，用今日用呢个真理嚟到去安慰我哋。
And may it help us to make a point of contact with those who don't know you.
主亦都帮助我哋点样，同一啲未认识你嘅人，我哋能够可以有呢一个嘅接触点。
We ask that in Jesus' name, Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。